Do you know you need to start mentally and emotionally preparing for this birth, but you're just not quite sure how? Like, I've done this before, but I don't remember what I did. Maybe it's just hit you that, wow, you're going to have a baby in a month or so, and you don't feel ready. Today, we are going to talk all about how to prepare for labor mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm going to break it down for you and cover each of these areas individually. But first, I want to lay this foundation for you before we get too far into this thing. Childbirth is one of the most transformative seasons of your life. One foundational thing that you must learn is to trust yourself. You've got to start tuning into your thoughts, your feelings, and the knowledge you already have about yourself. You, my friend, are the expert on your body and your baby. So put yourself in the driver's seat if you haven't already. It's you and Jesus steering this ship together. I want you to start listening to the Holy Spirit inside of you and start tuning into your God-given intuition. It's powerful, and it may just save your life or the life of your child one day. So pay attention. Pregnancy is a unique season of your life where we were meant to go inward, to deep dive into ourselves and emerge a new person, a mother. This isn't the season of your life to hustle or be productive or check off your to-do list. It's a season to focus on yourself and how you need to take care of yourself. Because ultimately, taking care of yourself means you're able to take care of your family. Hi, friends. I'm Elise Marsh. Welcome back to the Perfectly Wonderfully Made podcast. So excited to be back with you all today. Welcome to the show for Christian women who want to overcome overwhelm, embrace God's purpose in motherhood, and experience their best birth and postpartum possible. You're going to be presented with options for the remainder of your pregnancy, birth, and motherhood. It's your job to learn to trust that inner wisdom and work together with the discernment the Lord has given you to make decisions for yourself, your baby, and ultimately your entire family. Take all those choices and options you have before the Lord. Don't worry about anything, my friend. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done for you. I think pregnancy and childbirth are incredible and unlike any other season of your life because the brain-body connection is so evident and apparent unlike any other season of life. The brain and body are so intricately connected, and the way your brain responds to emotional, physical, and environmental cues can have such a profound impact on the course and experience of your labor. For example, if you have a positive emotional state, think like when you feel calm, trusting, and relaxed, it actually facilitates the release of a hormone called oxytocin, which supports uterine contractions and labor progress. When you feel fear and stress and anxiety, it activates the fight or flight response in your body, releasing adrenaline that can inhibit oxytocin and cause labor to stall or stop. Not what we want at all. The way we think is going to affect how we feel, and how you feel is going to directly affect what your body does. Y'all, birth is just as much mental as it is physical, and we can't separate the two. That's why we're here today. All right, here's how I want you to start mentally preparing for your labor. Number one, I want you to educate yourself. Knowledge is power. And the more you know about what to expect during birth and postpartum, the more confident and prepared you're going to feel. So take that childbirth education class. You can head on over to yourbestbirthcourse.com to learn more about my online childbirth course if that is something you're looking for today. In my course, you'll learn everything you need to know so that you can walk into your birth feeling prepared and build the confidence in yourself to make the best decision for your birth, no matter what may come your way. The truth is, this baby is going to come out of you whether or not you take my course. When your thinking brain turns off and your instinctual brain takes over, you're going to meet your baby. But you will always remember how you felt about your birth. And the more prepared you are for any type of situation, the more confident you are in your ability to have this baby, and the better you're going to feel about your birth experience. Number two, I want you to read or listen to birth stories from women who've had different types of experiences. I want you to watch women roaring their babies earthside and watch women silently breathing their babies out. I want you to listen to birth stories about spontaneous labor and induction, precipitous birth, and unplanned cesareans. I want you to have a vast understanding of what birth can look like. And then I want you to glean the nuggets out of each of these different types of scenarios. Notice how different women coped with contractions or challenging parts of their labor. What would you have done differently? What parts of their story resonated with you? Number three, next up, I want you to create a birth plan. But the first step of creating a birth plan is to start dreaming about what you want your birth to look like. Visualize every aspect of your birth. I know it might feel kind of weird, but I want you to write down how you want to feel about your birth. What type of atmosphere do you want to have happen during your birth? Who do you want to be there? If you could dream up your perfect birth story, what would that look like? Then I want you to take your dreams to the Lord and submit them to Him. He cares about the details, you guys, and He is in the details. Tell Him everything your heart desires and ask Him to graciously meet you there. He will in His kindness towards us. What we talk about and spend our time thinking about is so much more likely to happen. There is power in your words. Then I want you to write down all the practical parts about birth that are important to you. Who do you want to be there? What do you want to wear? Do you have a specific labor playlist you like to use? What is your plan for coping with contractions? Where do you want to have this baby? Do you want a water birth or a birth on land? Do you want an epidural? Do you want pain meds? What do you want to happen after your baby arrives? How do you want to handle that placenta? Do you want your newborn to receive standard vaccines or medications? Do you want help initiating breastfeeding, or do you want to be left undisturbed? In the event you and your baby are separated, how do you want your baby to be fed? Are you going to hand express some colostrum ahead of time for the baby in that circumstance? If your baby needs to go to the NICU or needs further support, do you want your husband to stay with you or go with the baby? The best birth plan is a flexible one. Remember, my friend, there are no perfect decisions, but we want to do our best to make the next right decision for our birth based on the information we have at that moment. You can't possibly come up with a preference for every single scenario that might happen in your birth, but you can tell those people around you how you would like to be treated and communicated with. You can let them know that you would like to be presented with unbiased information so you can make an informed decision about your care. The more you feel like you are a part of the decision-making process, the better you're going to feel about your birth experience as a whole. Number four. Next up, I want you to practice relaxation techniques. You can find many of these in my online course, or you can search for breathing techniques on YouTube. But the key here, my friend, is to practice them. Two of my favorite tools for practicing relaxation techniques for labor is to do what I didn't make this up, but they're called breath prayers. One of my favorite books is called Breath as Prayer by Jennifer Tucker. She beautifully shows you how to pair the science of breathing and the practice of praying God's word together in a way that calms your body and sets your thoughts on Christ. I'll link to her book in the show notes, and I would encourage you all to pick up a copy and start doing breath prayers today. For example, you could inhale, "I can do all things," and then you'd exhale, "Through Christ who gives me strength." All right, number five, the last step in our mental preparation for birth is to look at your anxieties and fears in the face and then tell them to leave you alone. Because worry is so normal in pregnancy. Pregnancy is vulnerable, and we were designed to surrender to the Lord and His plan for our lives in the season. But when we don't, the result is often a lot of anxiety. I want you to separate yourself from your anxiety for just a little while. Imagine it is sitting across from you. Give your anxiety a name. You could call her Helga or Francis. I don't know why those names, they just came to me. But reminding yourself that worry will come and that you can be prepared for it does help. You are not your fears. And if Helga is giving you a hard time, tell her to stop bossing you around. Anxiety can only live in the future. Anxiety cannot exist in the present. So ground yourself in this very moment. Use your five senses and remind yourself that what you're worried about happening has not yet happened. You can only imagine what is right in front of you in this present moment. Can you do one more contraction? If the answer is yes, then do that. Stay here. Be here. Let's just do this one more. Try to keep yourself in the present moment as much as you can. It's so easy to get overwhelmed when we start thinking about this rabbit hole of the future, or that we can't do this for hours and hours longer. But stay here. Stay in the now, my friend. Okay, we've been talking about how to mentally prepare. Now I want to talk with you about how to prepare emotionally and spiritually for labor. All right, number one, it's so normal to have emotions that are all over the place in pregnancy and in labor. You may need to cry during your labor and release and surrender some things to the Lord. And that may look like tears, and that's a good thing. Labor is about letting go, and you're going to let go of everything that isn't serving you. The best thing you can do in pregnancy is to acknowledge your emotions. Don't stuff them away or hide from them. They will only come back to bite you in labor, trust me. Because hear me now, if you have a bunch of unresolved fears, anxieties, or traumas, they are likely to show their little ugly faces in labor. So let's get them out in the open now and start working through them. Some women find it helpful to play out their worst case scenarios in their heads. What would you do if, how would you handle fill in the blank? Sometimes we need to work backwards and remind ourselves that even in the worst case scenario, we're still going to be okay. I like this mantra, everything is going to be okay. Even if that feels like a lie sometimes, you could say everything will eventually be okay. Whatever feels better for you. Some women like to prepare beautiful birth affirmations and hang them up around their birth space or put them in the mirror in the bathroom and repeat them aloud to themselves every day. You could say something like this every morning when you brush your teeth. I trust myself and the body God gave me to birth my baby. Simple as that. Next up, number two, I want you to download the Abide app on your phone or another comparable meditation app with some kind of biblical perspective. Bonus points if you listen while you're walking. This is your daily stress management tool. We all have stress. Some stress is good. Not all of it is bad stress, but we've got to learn to manage our stress daily so it doesn't build up and cause us big problems. Remember, that baby inside of you feels what you feel. They feel your joy and they feel your sadness. They feel your anxiety and they feel your relief. You are teaching them inside of your belly to be resilient, to overcome the natural stresses of life that are going to come their way. And I want you to listen to one of the Abide app meditations every day if you can. They're usually about 15 minutes long or so. So pop one on, go outside, and walk it out while you listen. Breathe deeply and move your body. Or you can try out one of their sleep meditations while you nap. It will decrease stress and improve your mental and physical health at the same time. The more you practice this type of meditation, the easier it is for you to come back to this place of relaxation in labor. All right, number three, the third piece of preparing emotionally for labor is to build your emotional support system. This could look like, for some of you, hiring a doula or asking another trusted friend or family member to support you through your pregnancy, labor, and your postpartum period. Y'all, we were never meant to walk through this pregnancy journey alone. If you look back in history, pre-Industrial Revolution, women gave birth with other women. Our ancestors gave birth surrounded by a village of wise women who supported them with education, encouragement, herbs, and remedies for their ailments, and helped them heal postpartum as they transitioned into their new lives. The Industrial Revolution, technology, and the entrance of male obstetricians changed and shaped our current maternity care system, which we navigate today. If you're looking for emotional and educational support during your pregnancy and birth, friend, I would be so honored to be your virtual doula. If you want to learn more about my virtual doula program, I'd love to chat with you and answer all of your questions. So head on over to elisemarsh.com and fill out that contact form. Remember, mama, birth will always come down to surrender. We've got to do our best to surrender to the Lord's perfect will for our birth. We've got to trust that the provider and the support people that are supposed to be there are going to be there, that the Lord has already given us everything we need to have this baby. The strength we need is already inside of us. When the fear of the unknown rages, or when we feel uncertain about when labor is going to begin, or when you feel pressure from well-meaning friends or family about when that baby is going to be here, or when doubt starts to creep in and you're not sure you can do it, you've got to dig into the depths of who you are and find the power and strength the Lord has deposited inside of you as a woman. It truly is such a beautiful gift. This strength we possess to give birth. No one can do it for you, my friend, and I can't wait for you to be reminded just how strong you really are. If you found today's episode encouraging or helpful, would you stop right now and share this episode with a friend? Would you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts? This is the only way for the show to grow, and it lets me know how I can serve you better and brings a huge smile to my heart. Just scroll on down there, you guys, till you see that purple write a review button and leave your review there. If you're a pregnant person today and you're ready to go deeper with me on your journey to preparing for the best birth possible, I want to invite you to come into my virtual doula program and work one-on-one with me. We're gonna chat every single week in your pregnancy and you're gonna have an incredible experience. I would be honored to walk alongside you in such a transformative season of your life. We're gonna tackle your fears and get you the support you need to have the birth you want to have. It's possible, and I'll show you how. So head on over to elisemarsh.com right now and learn how you can work with me. Have an awesome day, my friend, and I will see you back here again soon. Bye.